There are certain special relationships in your life that everybody immediately understands.
Okay.
Like the relationship between a father and his daughter.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Yeah,
or
the relationship between a coach and his players.
All right.
Yeah, definitely.
The relationship between a housewife and the hunky air conditioning maintenance worker.
You know? Are you talking about Jim?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. Jim.
Do we all know Jim?
You won't believe it, but it broke again.
No.
Third time this week. I guess we need to come back over.
It's midwinter, and you already need the AC unit fixed.
I'm just so hot.
But there's also a special bond between two roommates.
Oh, I miss my roommate.
I love mine.
Yeah. Brooke, you still have a roommate.
No,
so it's not
you have to be able to borrow the other person's clothes to be a good roommate.
Yeah,
gotcha.
And she still yells at him to do his dishes all the time.
Right. Well, one of our listeners, Allison, is worried about the bond that she has with her roommate, that they may have hit a little bit of a rough patch.
Uh-oh.
She's looking for some help today. Allison, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, that's good,
now,
Allison.
This roommate is an actual roommate and not like a relationship that you're in, right?
No, it's my roommate. We've been rooming together well over a year.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. And were you guys friends prior to moving in together or not?
We knew of each other. I wouldn't say we were friends.
Okay.
We had mutual friends, but we didn't necessarily hang out often, no.
Okay. So what's going on between you and her? What is her name, by the way?
Okay, her name is Lily.
Okay.
And like I said, you know, we weren't best friends in the beginning, but, you know, it's been a while, and over time, we've become friendly. And I don't know, like, if I come home after work and she comes home after work and we don't have dinner plans, like, we'll go grab dinner together.
Okay.
I love that.
So you guys do stuff together.
Yeah, you're each other's last resort. I got that.
Are you sure you're not in a relationship?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it kind of is like that.
Okay. So what's the problem between you and Lily? Or is there a problem?
No, there is. She's been acting a little cold to me lately.
God, that's so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like hiding behind the bedroom door, you know, keeping a closed door, which we never did before. We always had like open doors.
Oh, you mean just like shutting the door a lot instead of talking with her? I pictured her like playing a one-sided game of hide and seek.
Not like what I do in studio.
Yeah. Okay. Do you know why she's acting that way?
I kind of think I do, maybe, but I'm not positive.
Did you like borrow something of hers without telling her or something?
No, I've been kind of hooking up with her ex-boyfriend a little bit.
Well, that'll explain it.
Well, I mean,
it's kind of like borrowing something that was hers.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Whoa.
No, listen, the thing of it is like, she shouldn't know, though. She is like, I don't know how she would know. So
was she usually asleep when this happens? Like, how? What are you talking about?
Okay, so we were, like, hanging out at a house party one night, and we've hung out a couple times, him and I, and I actually am kind of catching a little bit of feeling for him.
No. No, this isn't good. You're acting so cavalier about it, but this is, like, I don't know, this is, like, roommate code 101. Mm-hmm. You can't hook up with each other's exes. It's there's a line drawn there.
Well, unless you have permission to do it.
But she doesn't know.
Yeah.
No, but she doesn't know exactly. Like, I haven't told her about it. He hasn't told her about it. Nobody's told her about it. So there's no way that she knows. So I'm like, is she mad at me for some other thing? And, like, I kind of want to know what that is, if that's it.
Okay.
Wow.
And so now you're emailing us for help about this. What are you looking to do with your phone call here?
I feel like I can explain it in, like, a really decent... I have a decent explanation. Like,
so wait, you want to tell her?
I mean, I think it's 99% that situation, so I think I'm going to have to tell her, but I don't know how to have that conversation.
Yeah, okay. Like, how do you bring it up? Like, so you can't just say it.
I mean, how long ago was the... There's two things. Like, how long ago was the breakup, and how bad was the breakup? You know, I think that that will make a big difference.
I mean, I've heard two different stories, so there's that.
Okay, so bad. When they're not on the same page.
Okay. All right.
Oh, man.
So now.
I don't know if this helps, but I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, this is so, like, awkward.
Yeah.
I feel awkward.
Like, I would pack to move out before we call. Like, just to
forget. Because this is, like, you still want to live with her through all of this.
And you like her.
100%, yeah.
And you still want to date her ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
Okay, this is like a cake and eat it too situation.
I mean, I wouldn't have any problem if the roles were reversed, but I don't know how she feels about that.
Yeah, I mean, some people honestly are different. Some people do not care.
Yeah. Maybe, but let's plan for her not feeling that way.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if that's really how you feel, maybe you can have an ex-boyfriend of yours just ready in your pocket to throw out there when we call her.
Not a bad idea.
Just as a little swap, a little ex-boyfriend swap. But we're going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll give you a little bit of advice. And then we will step back and let you make your awkward Tuesday phone call to your roommate to tell her, hey, I've been kind of hooking up with your ex for a while.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
All right.
All right. No, don't worry. This is going to be easy.
Yeah.
No drama. We'll do it next.